I do love Mavs. They make me laugh out loud. I mean, they are funny.
Really?
Yes.
Buckle up, baby. The kings of controversy are on the microphone. It is time for another episode of Matt and Andrew versus Society.
What's up, you guys? What's up, you guys?
Indeed.
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 Whoop, indeed.
Whoop. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no. I made a huge mistake. Welcome to another episode of Matt and Andrew.
Yes.
Versus subreddit.
Yeah. Versus subreddit. And we've been goofing around on Reddit for the past 15 minutes. And
yeah, we're going to jump right into
possibly
this
burned all our good material.
I know. We really did. So we've been talking off air about last week's episode regarding us finding the incel intel. Us finding an incel subreddit, which for those of you who forget or didn't listen, it's involuntary celibates, and it's actually, that is a really misleading name, because it's really just a bunch of tiny dicked, fat, mean, angry men who hate women and like to post about how all normal guys they call chads are the worst.
Yep.
And also women are the worst and they're the best. So
yeah, girls just don't get it because they're dumb sluts and
yeah, they're dumb because they won't fuck these guys.
Yeah,
and these guys won't get fucked because they're dumb.
Yeah. Well,
but we started so off air, we were just like casually chatting and talking about we looked up the weirdest subreddits.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a few that are fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at one right now that is very ridiculous, called Glorp.
Okay.
It's just people putting like googly eyes on porn screenshots.
I like these crazy specific ones. Like the one I found, which was car fucking dragon, is a bunch of posts of people drawing pictures of cars having sex with dragons.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Enlightened Birdmen is subreddit for, it appears that everyone talks as if they are birds. Like they are birds and they plan on taking over the world. So far the worst that I found that I did click on, because I'm a sucker for the name, was called, I'm so naive, this subreddit is called Self Fuck. It's so if you go to reddit.com/r/selffuck, one word. I thought it was going to be people like fucking, not like, you know, like, oh, I fucked myself, like making mistakes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, dude.
That was self-fuck. But no, it's actually, the first thing I clicked on was a GIF of a man sticking his penis in his own butt. He was literally fucking himself.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of posts about, I can't believe this, now this is on my search history. I was already telling Andrew that whenever now I type in Reddit,
mm-hmm.
I like start typing in Reddit in my Google Chrome, it autofills to incel, to the incel subreddit.
Which is great, which is his dream come
and
true.
Now it's probably going to start autofilling to the self-fuck.
that just means you're clicking a lot.
I am finally able to get it to stay in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
I assume he's also referring to his penis and his own butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it might be something else. Wait.
Which
I just found one called Billy Mays Mixtapes. So I need to find a good one here. Or maybe, I guess. I guess it's just fake album covers. Oh no, this one is a video. Hold on. says it's really loud, so. No.
Are you a real villain?
Well, technically, nah.
Have you ever caught a guy like a real-life superhero? Have you ever tried this guy before?
Right, damage. This is not promising.
What was that?
It was someone like splicing a bunch of things he said together. Oh, wait, maybe this is a good one.
Oh! Oh, no! I made a huge mistake.
What have you done? Billy Mays Rap Remix 2 is coming in at you. What did you see?
I don't want to talk about it.
I do.
I saw butt Sharpies.
Sharpies?
Butt Sharpies. It's people shoving as many Sharpies as they can in their butt.
Hi, Billy Mays here for OxiClean, the stain specialist. Powered by the air you breathe, activated by the water that you and I drink. It's Mother Nature approved, then it's safe on your colored fabrics. Use it on carpets. OxiClean seeks out
this
organic stains.
Yeah,
stains, food stains that get down into the mat.
It just seems so promising.
They're
like
just the hits commercials put on top of them.
Yeah. Of music. Like, what's his name? Stephen Hawking. That's where it's at.
Dude, butt Sharpies is actually, the subreddit for butt Sharpies is literally pictures of butts with multiple Sharpies shoved in them.
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
Like, here's a comment. Goal was 6, we fit 10. I love her initiative.
We teamwork.
It's like a couple. Oh, God. I'm so afraid to click on these.
Dragons fucking cars. There's... I want to know if these other ones are real. Cars fucking dragons.
Ew, it's popping zits one. Oh.
Oh, I've heard of that before.
God, this is fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably... That's... not a fan of that. Ooh, roast me is funny. That's not really a weird one, though, but where people, like, hold up pictures of themselves that say roast me. And then the comments will be people just making fun of them.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. It's called roast me?
Yeah.
We should roast each other. Or not roast each other, but we should post our pics on it. Oh, God.
This one, it's a guy, his face is really long, but one of the comments is, I can't tell which is longer, the list of children you molested or your face. I guess you'd have to see his face for it to really work, but
dude, we gotta do this. I can't. This is clearly like a 14-year-old ginger kid. I can't tell if you're a prepubescent boy or a 43-year-old lesbian. Oh, man. So funny. All right. Should we actually start talking about other stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Are we done with Reddit?
Yeah, because that could be a long haul. Before we leave that, though, I did attempt to troll our incels.
Yeah, you did? Yeah. Incels didn't bite.
Not really, no. I posted a link to our episode last week, and it said, thought I found a podcast about incel lifestyle. Turns out normies will always be slaves to femoids. So I tried to throw in all their slang.
But so you posted that. It got a few upvotes.
Yeah. It got 100.
No one commented. And yeah. Then you commented.
It got 143 views. And then I commented to try and keep the ball rolling maybe a little bit. And
yeah,
in
really
hopes poke
the bear.
Well, just because maybe no one wants to listen to an hour and a half podcast. So I just told them when we started the discussion. So I said, the discussion starts at the 59-minute mark, and it's these two fucking guys reading comments from this sub and defending women. And that got 2 upvotes, so, you know.
I like how they do the upvotes.
Yeah.
They're a supportive bunch. We should just keep posting the pod on there.
Yeah.
And they'll upvote it without...
Yeah. Without listening to it. Even though 3 upvotes is minuscule. I think even in incels. Oh, no. Might end up back on Reddit now.
I'm on it still.
Yeah, there's one that got 6.1 thousand upvotes.
All right. Well, let's try and get on non-Reddit topic here. As fun as it is.
Yeah. I had a busy weekend.
Yeah, you were at a wedding.
Yes, I went to.
How was that?
Hey, what's the deal with weddings? Well, getting there was a nightmare. So let's start with that. We made it about 40 minutes. So we went, we got to a town called Slidell, which...
Slidell.
Yeah.
Slidell High?
No. There's probably a Slidell High there, actually.
Thinking of Rydell High.
I would assume that there's a high school in Slidell. But anyways, we are driving. Well, Molly's driving because I worked a 10-hour day on Friday, so I was just kind of taking it easy. And all of a sudden, the check battery light comes on. Then the AC goes out. Like, it starts blowing hot air.
Everything just starts fucking up.
Yes, and then the hot the engine temperature registers at the highest level and starts blinking, and then the check engine light comes on.
This is like a fucking cartoon. Like, did the steering wheel pop off too? Like,
the steering wheel popped off.
The hubcaps fell off.
Well, we rolled into a gas station, and it was just the frame of the car and Molly holding the steering wheel.
Yeah, all the doors came off.
Yeah.
But, you know, you caught, like comically, you had just enough momentum to get to the gas station.
Yeah.
And you didn't even have to brake. It just...
And then once it gets to the gas station, it just really gives up. No.
Right, and then you go inside the gas station and the car explodes.
Car trouble? Oh, that was my computer trash. I forgot that was going to make a noise. My bad. Luckily we are right by an exit. Like, we're coming up on an exit, and I'm like, take it. And so I can see, she's not saying anything, but I can see that her power steering has clearly gone out. So it took from about the time this started to we got to a Shell station in Slidell, it was about 3 minutes. And after about 5 minutes, what was going on? After about 5 minutes, like, you would have totaled your engine. So we were cutting it close. But anyways, we're in Slidell at 7 o'clock at night at a Shell station. And if you've never heard of Slidell, that's exactly what you need to know about it. It's a nothing town in Louisiana. And Molly calls her dad. She calls her mom to see
where her dad is.
Yeah. She's like, where's dad? I don't know. We got divorced, like, 16 years ago. Get over it. She starts crying.
We're not getting back together, Molly.
You know
this
what I
broken
want?
Broken car was her parent trap moment.
I need you to drive to Louisiana.
Calls them both.
Yeah. So 13 hours later, they both show up agitated and then get pissed at her. No, she calls her mom because she wants to know, like, what her AAA, like, what it'll cover. And it's like, oh, it'll cover towing up to $100 and, like, a jump or yeah. so, you know, two things that we don't necessarily need. She's not sure what's going on. So we call her dad, who does know a lot about cars. So she's explaining it to him, and he's like, sounds like this, or it sounds like, he's like, it might be the serpentine belt, but that wouldn't just break on its own. Like, it would be need to be provoked by something. Like, something else would have to have gone wrong. And he tells her, he's like, if you want to go get one, though, it's easy to replace. And we're like, well, I mean, we can see there's an AutoZone a little bit away, but this part is important. I'm sorry. So ultimately what happens is we call this AutoZone, and the guy's like, oh, we have the serpentine belts. We won't be able to put them on for you, but I do know a 24-hour mechanic who will come to you. So it's this mobile mechanic.
What?
And OT calls him, and she's like, hi, is this Mike? And he goes, nope, wrong number, and hangs up.
Mechanic?
Mike. Yeah. nope, wrong number, hangs up. So she calls AutoZone back, and I'm listening to her talk to this guy, and the guy's repeating the correct number over and over again. Or maybe not the correct number. At the time, we don't know. But he's repeating the number over and over again, and it's the one that she called. And she's like, yeah, I called it. And he's like, well, let me try and call. And so this 24-hour mobile mechanic, what happened was a random person who called him, who, you know, might be having car trouble, he's like, oh, I thought you were a telemarketer.
Asking for, oh, because she just said, is this Mike?
Yeah.
And he said no?
No, a 24-hour mobile what? Mechanic.
What? Why does he even answer his phone? Why does he bother answering a phone from a call from a number he doesn't know?
Why would you not?
His first reaction is, no, I'm not that person.
Yeah, and if you're in independent business, you probably get random people calling you all the time.
All the time.
So why is
I
that?
I mean,
weird?
If I decide, I usually don't pick up a number that I don't know. Mm-hmm. But sometimes if I decide to, I wouldn't be like, oh, is this Matt? No.
No.
Click.
No chance. I mean, that.
Nice try.
Yeah. But you're also not running a business from that phone.
That guy must get an insane amount of telemarketers.
He might. I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But anyways, the situation gets explained. And, oh, through all this, we do figure out that that is the serpentine belt that has definitely snapped.
Knew it.
Yeah.
Sounded like the serpentine belt.
Oh, yeah, just from what I described.
Didn't sound like the cobra belt.
So this guy is he tells us he's 20 minutes away, and about 40 minutes go by, and we're thinking, well, maybe he went to AutoZone because he knew that the plan was to pick up the part from AutoZone. And so he shows up about, well, he said he'd be there, and he shows up about a half hour later than he said he'd be there. And he is playing on his phone.
Wait,
He's playing some sort of mobile, like Candy Crush style game. Yeah.
As he's getting walking up to you?
Getting out of his van.
Did you say, hey, Mike? And he goes, no, I'm not Mike.
No, I'm not Mike. He brushes us off and then calls Molly.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, so he literally gets out of his car while playing a game on his phone?
Yes.
This guy's the best.
And he's like, man, I'm addicted to this game. Like, yeah, it seems like it. Yeah,
I guess so. You drove here.
Yeah. So all this is going on, it's marching closer and closer to 10 o'clock, which is when AutoZone closes. And so we're kind of trying to hurry him along, but he's really our only hope as well. So we're trying to be as courteous as possible.
This is 10 p.m. on Friday?
Friday, yeah. So it was about 9:30 at the time. And so he takes a look, and he's like, yeah, it snapped. So the serpentine belt has like about 5 to 7 treads on it, I think.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, at the probably thickest of the belt that snapped, there are about 2 treads.
Yeah, I know.
So, well, you didn't know where it snapped. You didn't see. I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know things.
No, the serpentine thread. Tread or thread?
The treads. The threads, yeah.
Threads?
Yeah.
Well, here's your problem. It's
snakes,
a thread.
Snakes dressed up. Serpentine threads. That's probably a subreddit.
I'm picturing you open up your hood of your car, there's just a snake in a tuxedo. Ah, your serpentine thread broke.
He needs a tailor before he's going to help you.
He broke. It hits him with like his pockets hanging out because there's no money in them. You know, like he's broke.
Yeah, he broke.
He broke. okay.
Yeah, so this thing is it was a long time coming for this thing, and even he was like, "Oh, wow." So, that's always a good sign when a mechanic is like, "Wow, that's really fucked up." And he's like, "All right.
Wait, why was it fucked up?"
It had just been worn down so much that it was less than half the size it was supposed to be, basically.
OT's car, like, when I'm in that car, I feel like I'm riding in a broken car.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it should have broke years ago.
It's a 2002 Toyota Celica.
Which is like a tiny little two-door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, so he goes, all right, well, do you guys want to go to AutoZone or do you want me to go? And we thought he was joking because obviously we can't go. And
yeah, you don't have a car.
Yeah, and then we find out he's not. He's like, oh, I guess I'll go. Like, great, excellent. So this guy is obviously moving at a snail's pace, playing a Toy Crusher or something. I don't know. It's like Candy Crush, I guess.
Toy Crusher. Which,
yeah. Some stupid mobile game. And that's his priority one. And he's gone for a little bit. He comes back. And he's like, those bastards at AutoZone closed early. Like, well, there was probably no one in there at 9:55. And they figured, fuck it. You know, if you had been here when you said you would have been here, we could move this along a little more quickly. But he went.
Now you got no serpentine.
No, we got one. He got one from O'Reilly's, but we had to hear about how he hates O'Reilly's. And like,
he's not a fan of O'Reilly's.
Yeah. All these points are moot because if you were on time, you could have gone to AutoZone. Like, he was late because we thought he was going to AutoZone, and then he shows up empty-handed playing Toy Crusher. It's like, what the fuck? So if he had just went to AutoZone in the first place.
That is crazy that he showed up.
Yeah. Oh, when he got back from O'Reilly's.
But his business must be doing so good that he's allowed to, one, pretend he's not himself when people call.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just show up and not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And play games on his phone.
Yeah. So when he shows up from O'Reilly's, too, he's playing on his phone. So he's playing while he's driving.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. And he gets started working on it. He jacks up the car, forgets to put the emergency brake on. So he leans on the hood and the car rocks and he's like, oop, forgot the emergency brake. Like, holy shit. Like, you know, I could have told you that, and I don't do this for
anything. Why did you need to jack up the car?
Because he had to take the wheel off to put the serpentine belt on.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, even though Molly's dad was like, you kids can, there's probably like a diagram, you kids can put it on.
That's what my dad would say.
Mm-hmm. Like, just, yeah. Knowledge does not travel by osmosis. Anyways, I went and bought him a can of dip.
At his request, or you just thought he'd like that?
You look like a grizzly wintergreen man.
Here's some fucking skull.
No, he pulls his tin out and he's like, ah, empty. Can one of you? I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And
what?
Yeah.
Wanted you to buy him dip?
Yeah. Well, and I bring it back and he's like, oh, thank God, can't think without this stuff. I'm like, clearly.
This guy is amazing.
You didn't put the emergency brake on. Clearly.
I'm useless without my grizzly.
Yeah. Roar. What the fuck? Yeah. So while I'm doing that, he's like telling Molly his his history with cancer while I'm out buying him fucking chewing tobacco.
My God.
Yeah. He's had like pancreatic cancer and some sort of lung cancer. So like I walk up and I hear, I wrote it down verbatim immediately. Like I walked away and pulled out my phone. So I walking up, I hear half an hour, had to pee again, all blood.
Wait, what?
That's the conversation I walked in.
This is how he found out he had cancer? Or this is a later conversation about the cancer?
This is a conversation about the cancer that I walked in on.
Is he telling her this while he's like fixing the car?
Yeah.
Holy like, shit.
Maybe you shouldn't do dip. You seem pretty cancer prone, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad I shook that.
Yeah.
Let me just shove this fucking tobacco in my cheek.
Half an hour. Had to pee again. All blood. What?
Wouldn't you know it?
Yeah.
Full of blood.
This is going to sound crazy. Yeah, then he starts describing the blood. He's like, it wasn't like there was blood in it. It's like blood. Like when you cut yourself, dark red blood gushing. Like, wow. Out of your serpentine, huh? Gross. Pissing blood.
Dude, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would he be telling?
Explaining that. All while fixing their car.
Okay.
It was, but look, he fixed it, so.
Mike Canick
fixes it, and we're looking at the forecast, and so we're supposed to be, New Orleans has already declared a state of emergency, has a 6 p.m. curfew for the next day, because of Hurricane Nate coming in off the Gulf.
Okay.
So we're looking at the forecast and we're like, it's going to be down. It's supposed to be downpouring all day because we're trying to decide. We're 40 minutes away from home. Do we go home and leave early the next morning or do we just keep going? Because at this point, it's now 11 o'clock. So we decide we keep going. We make it into Fort Walton at 3 a.m. And from there, everything went well. Now, the wedding that
so we... So who are you staying? You're staying with friends?
Yeah, we were staying with Brennan. At the
Okay,
at
so the, you get to their place at 3 a.m.
Yeah, at 3 a.m. he is on the couch asleep holding his iPad while an episode of BoJack is playing.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, oh, this makes sense.
Season was amazing.
And I've only watched 4 episodes so far. Gotta get back on it. But anyways, the wedding was great, but New Orleans, for all the prepping that they did not even get an inch of rain and no like high speed gusts or anything. But where we were at was a torrential downpour. It was a tropical storm. And the wedding was, it was supposed to be an entire outdoor affair. So like Saturday there was like a welcome party. Well, I mean, hurricane season's over, so
no, it's kinda, terrible.
No. Anyways.
My sarcasm was appropriate.
Anyways, so they recovered pretty effortlessly. They got the welcome party was at a tap room, and that was great. Free craft beer for 3 hours. Party. And pretzels.
Damn.
Yeah, pretzels are great. And the wedding and the reception, they found an indoor venue, and or they like had it reserved and just in case, and came through, and it was great. Fun time had by all. Really, it was a lot of fun, but you know, I feel like wedding stories are probably not the most interesting. The most interesting part of the journey for podcasting purposes was the mechanic.
I was a fan of that dude.
Yeah. He was something else. All blood.
All blood. Yeah. I was confused.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what the fuck I did.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really fucking busy at work. So busy.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a cool, like, rooftop party in Brooklyn on Saturday. That was pretty sweet.
Sounds amazing.
It was pretty amazing. had a real good time. You know, it started so late. Like, this girl, it was a girl from work who was throwing the party. And it started at 10. I'm like, classic New York.
Actually, that sounds like the opposite. That sounds like, from what you tell me, the city that never sleeps turns in pretty early.
It is. It depends. Yeah. But some people, I don't know. 10 o'clock is late. Like, literally, because, you know, you always got to play the rule of, like, you should probably actually show up, like, minimum half an hour to be safe, an hour after the start time.
Mm-hmm.
But at 10 p.m., I'm like, Jesus. And the Cubs were playing that Saturday at 5. And I was like, all right, I want to go to this party. The game ended at 9. So it would have been, like, perfect time for me to, like, get – I had to, like, really give myself a pep talk, an internal monologue pep talk.
Yeah.
Well, because, one, I asked a bunch of other coworkers, and none of them were going.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is it gonna be weird if I just show up? And I'm like, no, she invited me, and she definitely didn't invite, like, she's one of my, like, in the circle of friends I have at
of
work.
Trust.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I don't think it's not gonna be weird if I go. And then
yeah.
It's like, you know, you gotta go out and do, this is why you moved here, do
right.
Stuff like this. It's Saturday night, like, take the train, go to the fucking party, it'll be fun.
Good.
And that's what I did, and it was a lot of fun.
Good.
I had a blast. And I'm trying to think of anything. There's beer pong, which I loved.
That's awesome.
Too many house parties have. That was actually one of my biggest concerns, is that it was going to be more of like a small friend affair and not have
a party.
Any activities.
Yeah.
Well, just not have any activities. It'd just be like, you know, low. I mean, we've talked about bad house parties. Like, no music is the absolute, like,
That's offensive.
Is
you shouldn't
number
be,
one.
You shouldn't be allowed rule. To throw parties.
No, that is the number one rule. You need to have music playing. It for whatever reason, it just takes away one layer of potential awkwardness. If there's music going on.
Mm-hmm.
I would say number two, maybe activities, and not enough people do this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need a station, even if it's the coffee table with a deck of cards for people to play drinking games.
Mm-hmm.
You need some social circle where like
yeah
non-friend people who don't know each other can easily interact.
Yeah, it needs to be accessible because it needs to be like, let's play a drinking game, not like, Chelsea, do you have any cards? Like, yeah, somewhere. Like, it just.
Yeah, and then it becomes.
It needs to be minimal effort on the part of the partygoers, where yeah. you just need that one person who's gonna be like.
This hey. Party had beer pong, which is yeah. fantastic. Because yeah. at the very least, you can stand, you can pull the Rob Richens and stand and watch the game.
Or run in and yell, I got next.
Yeah, right.
Another classic Rob.
Have everyone hate you. Say the joke that only we get makes everyone else dislike you.
Which is perfect because we're probably going to only hang out with each other for the next 3 hours anyway.
Everyone's
going to
dislike us anyway.
We're just cutting out the middleman. But hey, we had fun. Yeah, I have been to just a disturbing lack of beer pong lately. I really feel like the bachelor party needed it. Maybe I just needed it, but I'm glad.
Oh, you think the bachelor party we had needed it?
Yeah, I don't think anyone was drinking that much.
Yeah, right. We had a fucking pool. So yeah,
I know we had a pool, but
swimming pool trumps beer pong.
Floating beer pong seals deals.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Give you that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, the part I fucking swear to God, there was something that was interesting enough to bring up, but I can't remember it. Either way, I was happy I did that. And
good.
Man, I was coming home tonight before doing the pod, and it just made me think there are like few times in life when you can go from such incredible discomfort to immediate like relief and feeling of awesomeness.
Yeah.
Then when you have to take a shit so bad
mm-hmm.
for like on your way home. Like I was in this improv rehearsal and I had literally halfway through it, I knew I had to take a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can hold it. And then and then that ended. Then I had to walk to the train. Take mm-hmm. the train,
mm-hmm.
walk from the train to my apartment. I'd stop and get a sandwich because I hadn't had dinner. And I was, this is as close, I feel like this is as close as I can remember in recent years.
Yeah.
That I came to shitting my pants.
Post-carms.
It actually reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Of the last time I did shit my pants or like.
Came close to.
I didn't shit my pants because I shit outside.
Yeah.
Out of necessity. And this is when I was like 21. Maybe yeah, it's not even 21. I was probably 20.
Yeah.
But I was also drunk. So I feel like I had less control. I just feel like I had less control.
Yeah.
Good thing I was sober for this walk. Because if I was wasted, I don't know. I mean, I was in my head. I'm like, if I shit my, I might just start having to shit my pants and then just continue walking home.
And life will go pants, on.
Yeah, my pants covered in shit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a plus of living alone. You can walk in the apartment.
Yeah.
With your pants covered in shit. And no one will judge you.
Yeah.
Or say anything about it.
Because no one will know. Until you do a podcast.
There's only a few, like, what else?
Blast
what else
it out
can
to
go,
tens of people.
It's true. And tell them all.
Yeah.
I always wonder if my neighbors can hear.
Oh, you shit. I was like, the podcast? I don't know.
No, not the yeah, they all listen. I always wonder if
better.
They can hear when I'm like on these times when I've, you know, the emergency shits. Because I could hear that. I could hear when they like turn their shower on.
Yeah.
If I'm in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a couple of giveaways that are always the hurried. The hurried opening of doors and then the, the shuffling of feet.
Oh, well, the best is when you have, when we used to live together, you could, when you have roommates, you could tell Reno would be, cause he worked like two blocks away.
Yeah.
So he would come home when he had the shit really bad. And that you could tell because it was just like a full on like rush to the slamming of the bathroom door.
And then you hear the seat cover hit the toilet tank.
It'd be like slam, clink. It'd be like the series of noises.
Yeah, there's a couple of dead giveaways.
Oh, man. Sunday was nice. Sunday I did not leave my apartment.
Nice.
I'm addicted to Seamless now. I had never used it until like a month ago.
Running that risk a few days ago when we talked.
Dude, Seamless is a fucking bomb.
All right.
I mean, especially in New York.
Yeah.
Because I think there's so many options. Also, like almost every single restaurant here, it has free delivery. So the only difference between walking into the restaurant, buying, and walking into the restaurant is the tip you give the delivery guy. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
No fee plus tip, none of that.
Which you would give to your waiter. So.
Well, if it was a sit-down place, but I wouldn't. I mean, if I was just going to be eating, I wouldn't go. I don't just, like, go sit down for dinner.
Okay. So. Well, that's what I was thinking. When you say restaurant.
But, yeah, if you're, like, a couple. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
But, I can go on the website, look at all the restaurants in the area. You could sort it by type of restaurant. I know I'm, like, late to this game. I'm late to the Seamless game for sure, but. Mm-hmm. But I always was like under the impression, like, why wouldn't I just go to the website or call the when people brought it up, I'm like, why wouldn't I just call the place I want to order from? Like, what the fuck is the difference?
Yeah.
But oh my God, there's so because it stores your credit card. It stores every order you make. So whatever order you make, if you want to remake it, like I just keep reordering the same like 3-4 things from different places. So you can just hit express. You can hit like one button, hit express reorder, and your food's on its way. It remembers how much you tipped, what you got, and you don't have to do anything else.
That's funny.
And the dude, and so like some of these restaurants, yeah, I could walk to them and get the food myself and save the $3 or whatever.
Yeah.
But some of them aren't really within walking distance of me. You know? So and then also the guy rings the buzzer and then comes all the way up to my door.
Could you imagine if Chinese Yum Yum did that?
I know. That would have saved, like, huge fights we got into.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Of who was going to go down and get the food.
Yeah, who would physically pick up the food?
From the bottom of the stairs, not from the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. From the front door of our apartment building. That's no. It.
My favorite was when Reyna was so mad because we made him go, and then he only grabbed his food from the bag and left the rest of it down there.
I mean, he really did. He had us beat on that one.
Yeah, it was a pretty good move.
Dishonorable, but.
I remember being very mad at the time because then I had to go.
Yeah, it was a dishonorable move, but. Was he upset because he called? Because that was the big thing. If you called, you didn't have to.
Oh, we had a whole hierarchy.
Yeah. We've talked about it before.
Whose credit card was it? Who called? And I think that might have been it.
Yeah, so that usually left between 2 and 5 people, depending on the weekend, to fight it out.
2 and 5. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So gross. That food was so fucking gross.
It was. It was a pretty gross time in our lives.
It's so great. Like this one thing I order, and a lot of times the stuff I order, it's like 2 meals. So I'll pay. Yeah. It'll be $16 total, but I'll get 2 full meals out of it.
Like, oh yeah, that's.
I can't even go to the. I can't. It's hard to go to the grocery store and buy a meal for less than $8.
Yeah.
Unless you're just buying like mac and cheese.
Now you got two.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Good
no.
shit. I'm all about the Seamless life. Yeah. So that's what Sunday, I Yeah, I didn't go outside. I ordered Seamless twice. Watched a bunch of football. Lots of baseball. A little more football.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
See the offensive line coordinator?
Yeah. Did you read the headline?
I watched the video.
Oh, did you? I didn't watch it.
Oh, yeah. It's only 55 seconds.
Is it Coke?
I mean, it looks... Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Because the headline I read was Dolphins offensive line coordinator steps down or whatever, resigned after video surfaces of him inhaling white powdery substance.
Yeah, everyone keeps calling it a white powdery substance. Like,
was it like crack or something? Like what?
I mean, that would be Coke.
Could have been angel dust.
I mean, yeah, could have been. It could have been like a crushed up Xanax, but
that's true.
But yeah, I mean, so funny. This is so stupid.
He took a video of that, or was it like really old or what?
No, he took a video and sent it to his like hooker mistress.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know all these details.
Yeah.
Hooker mistress.
Yeah. His hooker lawyer.
Hooker lawyer. Hooker lawyer.
Hooker lawyer. So. That's,
how much time are we at here?
We got about 10, 15 minutes to fill here. Why, what's
great.
That? You cased?
No, I'm fucking tired. I'm out of stuff to talk about. I'm tired. Yeah. Tired. Been working my fucking tits off.
Fascinating. I heard a fucking crazy story about a customer. Like, that's... Temper your expectations, but it's crazy. It's a crazy thing for a person to do. This woman is like a fucking junkie. So, you know, when we had that boil advisory...
Oh, yeah.
We were closed. I found this out last week that one of my coworkers who's worked there a long time, her vet for her dog comes into the store. And so when we weren't open, her vet went through the phone records and called my supervisor.
No way.
And asked her, why isn't the store open?
That sounds like it'd be illegal.
To
use
maybe.
Her patients.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she's just a vet.
Yeah, but and I mean, it is like...
It's probably so offensive to all veterinarians.
No, but I mean, you're...
Just a vet?
Yeah, you're dealing with animal patients, not like, you know, human patient confidentiality type things. So, but
yeah, did she call your manager or did she call the dog?
She called to speak to the dog.
Hi, is Rusty home?
Once knew a horse named Rusty. No offense. yeah, I don't, it just sounds like, it doesn't seem like illegal. It just sounds a little amoral.
And yeah, like, it's like, it would be pretty, I'd be like pretty upset.
Yeah.
It was like weirded out.
Yeah. She was confused. She was like, why is she called? Like she had to put it together that, oh, she has my number because she's my veterinarian. So, but it's like, you can't just take the loss for one day. Just be like, well, I guess I got to get coffee from the gas station or make it at home or drink a fucking Red Bull. Like, you have to call and be like, what's going on?
Or go to another coffee store.
Or go walk in traffic. Just leave us alone.
To the subreddit for self-fuck.
Yeah.
And go fuck yourself.
Or go to hell. I always thought a good subreddit would be, are you going to the mall today? I feel like it'd be very niche.
Just and it would just be people saying yes or no?
No, like the spelling.
Every day, everyone posts yes or no.
Is Gucci Mane in jail.com? It's a real website, and all it says is yes or no. It's my favorite website. I'm going to see if it's been updated.
It's fucking great.
Is Gucci Mane in jail.com? Nope.
It says nope.
Yeah, no, it just says no. It's a white background with just plain black text, N-O. Yeah, no, like the Billy Madison.
Oh my God, I have to show this to people tomorrow.
it's the best. I try and tell everyone about it. Is Gucci Mane in jail.com? No, the Billy Madison spelling bee scene, where he's trying to spell couch.
No, I know this. I know what you're referencing.
Yeah, but I don't. I just find it funny typing it out on the page. Are you going to the mall today? And then just be a bunch of people saying, "Keep spelling, Mister." I mean, at this point, now that we've looked at those other subreddits, I'm like, well. It's definitely not the most unreasonable thing on the internet. Like self fucking
or butt sharpies. Those are two of the most literal subreddit names.
You know what else? Dragons fucking cars is pretty literal too.
Dragons fucking cars is pretty literal, but at least that was pictures, like paintings.
Yeah,
drawings.
At least someone's expressing themselves creatively.
The crazy thing is someone made this subreddit, and there was enough people out there that was like, oh, finally.
Yeah.
Something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like my own dick in my own butt.
Finally, I have a place to post this picture I took 6 years ago.
Yeah, of all this cool shit I've done. Like fill my ass with markers.
Yeah. Bought an economy pack from Staples. I'm going to go home and stick these in my ass. I just wish there was
going
a place.
Going back to butt sharpies.
Just wish there was a place that I could post all these on the internet.
Wait, how do I spell that? But.
Is that a real question?
Is it just butt? Is it a single sharpie?
Better be more than one.
Should be more than one because there is definitely more than one.
Yeah.
In their butts.
Yeah. It's sharpies.
Fuck. Wait, now it's saying page not found. Did I just?
No,
I forgot the R. Whoops. Are you on butt sharpie?
Yeah. This is retarded.
Is it real?
Why would it not be real?
Oh goodness. A butt. One of them says a buttload.
I'm looking at the same one with the multicolored.
She got a buttload of sharpies in her butt.
The multicolored tops.
Mom, do not go to these subreddits. Well, my sister tweeted us saying we should go to a new. I should learn about a new subreddit every episode, and we've learned about. We kind of blew our load on that one today because we've just learned about all of them.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
There's a few that I was afraid to click on because they just seem like way too dark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The ones we've been on today are pretty funny, but there's some that I've seen recommended from our incels. Like, oh, no, thank you. I'm not even going to look.
I want to read these comments of people. These people are, oh my God. Oh God. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. I'm usually not that guy. I'm not the like want to see gross stuff on the internet person.
No, you're not.
At all.
No.
But the butt sharpie and the self fuck.
Wait, this one has 24 comments. Oh, because this is do Sharpie pens count? So this is probably a little.
Oh, it's a very divisive post.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's asking for input, but I like this. This picture is hilarious because there's four pens sticking out of her ass, but she's covering her vagina with her hand. Like, that's the most offensive thing we could see.
Like, oh, no, no, no.
I don't want anyone.
Focus on the Sharpies in my asshole.
Yeah, I don't want any. Oh, someone else feels a similar way. They said, why would you cover up your pussy? Why do that? Why?
God damn it. It even has my recently viewed links, which are literally, I am finally able to get it to stay in my ass.
Yeah, God.
It's one of them.
Wait, so this is great. Why do you cover up your pussy? Why? And then someone responds with, this is our butt Sharpies, not our vaginas. That's a reasonable point.
Like, who checks that subreddit more? People that find it hilarious and weird, or people that are genuine butt Sharpie fans?
I don't. Probably.
I bet the
community of enthusiasts will be on there more, because I imagine that you and I won't be on here again.
Is there a vol cell?
I don't know.
Is there a subreddit for voluntary celibates?
I don't know. Why do you ask?
Ooh, wait. Yes, appears there is. Girls won't leave you alone even if you deny them.
What?
Too bad I'm not pretending. It gets really annoying. On a side note, the internet really needs more Volcel/virgin groups. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to keep my V card. Is that really so rare? Yes. You're free to do as necessary for your sanity. Frankly, a Volcel has no V shaming. Personally, your sex history is yours alone. This isn't fun.
Yeah. These are just to switch back, do Sharpie pens count? Someone said, someone says, I'm sorry, but those pens don't count. So, question answered.
I want to find some fun Volcel stuff, though.
So there's not one?
No, there is.
But it's not good.
But it's like just people. It's just people who want to be virgin. It's just. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a religion. I don't know if it's a religious thing.
Yeah, that could be. I told you about this off the air, but I do think old ladies baking pies is hilarious.
That is funny.
Yeah.
So is it supposed to like sound sexual, but it's really not at all?
Yeah. Yes, 100%. Let me go back and find it, because that's where the fun is at. You know, we were talking about how we hadn't talked to each other in a while, and other the most interesting thing going on in our lives right now is the subreddits we're finding. Only with age and dedication can you get a pie to be that sweet, warm, and moist.
Damn, this one's kind of sad. 45-year-old male, virgin, desperately want to lose it.
Cash rules.
The fuck does? What do you mean cash rules? Oh, you should get a hooker.
Pay to play.
These are nice people on this subreddit.
Oh, they're not psychos like incels?
No.
I mean, I guess if you voluntarily are like, yeah, I don't want to have sex, and then that's probably a lot less stress and anger. Although I guess this guy is saying that he does.
So this guy made this post saying like how he's 45, wants to lose his virginity.
Mm-hmm.
One step, he's just like, you know, I guess kind of asking for advice. And a lot of people had really nice stuff. And then one guy put prostitute ? Seriously, at least to get over the hump. And then he replied saying no thanks. And then the guy replied back. This guy's name, by the way, Ryan Seacrest.
I assume it's really him.
Then he replied back saying, then you're not too desperate to lose it.
Mm-hmm. He's calling you on your bullshit.
Good point, Ryan Seacrest.
Mature slut eats her own huge pie. It's just a grandma, it's just a grandma eating a pie out of a cast iron skillet, and she looks so happy. Like she's having a great time. Like she's having so much fun, and then someone put it on the internet and ruined her good reputation.
Oh shit, I'm back on incels. How normies think personality works.
Oh yeah, cartoon. These titles are so gross.
They're so, these people are so mad.
Yeah, they are. Granny stuffs her huge pie until it can't take anymore. And she's just pouring apples into a pie crust. Who are these people ruining these grandmas?
Wait, someone posted on here. The post is called Some Advice for Incels.
Great.
And it's, my friend was an ugly 48-year-old 5'2 Indian guy, and he was having trouble finding a woman who wants to be with him. Do you think he just sat around and complained about it all day? Fuck no. He improved himself, and now he's a tall, handsome 20-year-old white guy. He can get any girl he wants.
That's awesome. All right.
Wait, this guy says he's an ethnicel.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Just like he's a non-white incel or
ethnicel. I'm gonna Google this. What does ethnicel mean? I'm getting ethnical. That's not what I want.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Unknown what?
I'm just looking at this.
Can I delete my Reddit search histories?
Yeah, probably. Mature whore forced to taste sweet. And it's this kid feeding his, like, grandma a birthday cake.
Wait, this is the best one.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Old Ladies Baking Pies. And it's so funny. Because they have the grossest names. And then you click on it, and it's just so, like, it's like old women having like the time of their lives, and someone probably found like family photos on someone's Facebook.
Yeah, they're just baking. Oh my god.
Are you on there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. You need to. Young cutie does quickie hand chop to empty sack and cover her face in white cream.
Oh my god, this one's just a grandma like teaching a kid how to like make the pie crust.
Yeah, what's it called though?
Cutie shows shy and experienced teen how to gently massage her pie. Oh, okay, my mom listens to this.
Yo, she doesn't like baking.
Oh no! We have to end this. Okay.
Okay.
We,
you have to tell me at first, though. What was it?
Click on. I don't want to say it.
Just say it.
Mature whore forced to taste sweet and rough fuck.
Yeah, that's the one.
Wait, with a 117-year-old woman?
And like the kid feeding her the cake.
He's not a kid. He appears to be her, yeah, like, probably 60-year-old grandson.
Which is a kid in her eyes. Yeah. Yeah, the titles in this are terrible, but butt Sharpies, that's okay if your mom has to listen to that. Has to power that's okay.
She doesn't even, she doesn't know what Reddit is, so it's like she's going to probably hate this episode.
Hmm.
The fact that we keep saying these horrible, disgusting names.
That's what's so funny. They're these sweet, like, family photos. All right. We can wrap this up, though. You guys have been listening to Matt and Andrew vs. Society. We do this every week. Sometimes it's different than this. Other times it's exactly this. And if you want to interact with us, you can do that on Twitter at Mavs Podcast. That's M-A-V-S Podcast. Facebook.com/Mavs Podcast. Again, that's M-A-V-S Podcast. And while you're doing all that, you should head on over to our website, thesaucelounge.com, where we keep an archive of every single episode of this show, along with the Bruin View podcast, which I do every week with Mr. Brad, where we drink beer and talk about movies. But the best thing to do is to go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and comment, and it would just mean the world to us. And it might seem like an empty gesture, but at least you're not doing something horrible like using Stitcher Radio. And we'll be back next week to talk more Reddit. What's all around, fake niggas act friendly. 'Cause someone now gotta keep it near me. 'Cause niggas are small, but really be friend of me. Wow, really amazing podcast, indeed.